Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We want to thank you for joining the AWM live radio broadcast. We thank you for taking the time out to join us this Friday afternoon. We definitely pray that all of you are staying warm in this cold day. So again, we just want to say thank you for taking the time out with us and just being supportive, and we just wanted to say thank you for joining us. So in today's broadcast, the topic is the nakedness of who we are, because oftentimes in the past few broadcasts, I've used that word or that phrase often, and I always want to mention that because it is very important to the reality of who we are, and it's because my pastor had mentioned it, and it really has always stuck with me in wanting to just express the reality of who we are, just the truth of who we are. And so today, that's what the topic is going to be about. It's the nakedness of who we are. The truth of who we are can be often hidden under the layers that we want the world to see. But honestly, in the privacy of our own home, we become the truth before us in the mirror. So just like the seasons, there are clothes to match that show we are appropriately dressed for that time. So like in winter, we are heavily layered with sweaters, jackets, heavy hoodies, puffer vests to shield us from the harsh winds of that season. So just like in our lives, we too have winters. Just like I've mentioned before, there are winter seasons in our lives. There's fall, there's spring, there's summer. But in today's topic, we want to address what these seasons could be when it comes to what we are projecting and what that really could mean or stem from within us. So when we look at the winter season, this often happens when we want to shield our hearts from the pain. What do? Like the winter season, we layer up, pretending that we are ready to jump into, for example, new relationships or move on, when we only have layered up instead of coming to the nakedness of where we're at, of the anger, the hurt, the pain, rejection, the grief, the loss, and the frustration, which is where we really feel. Because in all honesty, the truth is that where we're ready to be over with those emotions, we're ready to be over with it, we're ready to be done with it. It's like, I'm tired of crying, I'm tired of being angry, I'm tired of being frustrated, I am just sick and tired of that. So oftentimes we could layer up. We could layer up by wanting to put on to cover the reality of what we feel, because sometimes we could be so tired of being in that, those emotions where we just tend to layer up. But honestly, those emotions will be with you. They will be like an itch you can't scratch. Just face it, your hands, my hands are just not long enough. So in order to help, get help. Find something that can reach that place, or if you're like some of us, find a wall. In other words, deal with it however you need to do so to get the relief, because that's the honesty of where that season can bring us. Whatever the hurt is, whatever the pain is, sometimes we want to cover it. Sometimes we want to shield it from the harshness of what it is we really just don't want to deal with. So we want to project to the world that, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to do that. But in actuality, we're still in that place. We're still dealing with that anger, no matter what it is. I mentioned the example of relationships, but no matter what stems, whatever causes that emotion, being in that season of winter, in this example, is layering up, wanting to project that you're okay, but in actual, you're just trying to cover it up. And so going into the next season, and other times we tend to dress for summer, when we want the world to view us as free and happy and just ready for the party. The reality is, this only projects what we are lacking or missing. Like shopping for a new bathing suit, dress or shorts, getting ready for the summer fun, ready to hop on the plane and jet off to our next destination. Like this same image, think about a group of friends, or if you've ever been in this situation, you're out, you're sharing ideas, you're buying, you're going, you're getting ready for that adventure, you're getting ready for that time. You're buying the new clothes that shows that you're ready to enjoy the world ahead. But when they're all gone and you're in your house, you're stuck with bags full of stuff because the naked you has now come before you. Not the distractions of what we want it to be, but what it truly is. And so that gives us the image of what summer does. Because again, we automatically, we've seen it. You know, we're in, you know, we see summer, and then all of a sudden, we're in winter, and all of a sudden when we start to, spring, and then we start to see the warmthness come out. We start to want to go here. We want to go here. We want to travel there. We want to explore here. But are we ready for that? Asking ourselves, are we ready? And so the next season, I like to call the luxury of spring. Oh, the smell of newness, the colors that are bright and refreshing, shaking the dust off our feet from the cold winter months. Bounce into this new phase of newness. We spent the winter reflecting, letting go, embracing, doing what we know is best for us in that season, which is good. We all have winter seasons to help us hibernate, to reflect, to change, and then change to grow. But unlike the natural season from winter to spring, and this is what has been key for me, is that oftentimes we can do what we know is right, what is best. But like the spring and winter months, our season may last a little longer than a few months. And we may end up with that rich effect, thinking that, oh, everything is good, that you're able to do beyond where you're really at. It's just an effect. It's just an illusion of where you're really at. With no situations arise to test our strength or growth, we can feel like we can conquer the Goliath in our lives, our spring, ready to face it, but soon find out we have a slingshot case, but with no smooth stone. It doesn't mean this place is wrong or bad, but it's important to approach it with caution. For an example, if your winter was a self-reflection from a hurt relationship and now you feel better, really make sure those hurt and what we may need to learn from those relationships have really been learned. That has been really key. Because like many of us, if any of us have experienced that, where you have done all that you know to do and you think that, look, I am okay. I am ready to move on. This period of time has passed. And then we tend to move out to soon realize that maybe we were not fully ready because of the, oh, no, that thing will come up and we will face that same situation all over again. And then we ask ourselves, well, why? I thought I was ready. I thought I did everything I know to do. I don't understand. I spent the time. I didn't jump into other relationships. I waited. Why did this happen to me? And oftentimes when we're in situations, we tend to ask the why. And because sometimes the people have not been there, they cannot answer that. And that's where we have to come in. That's where self comes in, because no one can be where you're at but you. And this is when I'm reminded of a quote from When I Am a Survivor. Like I've shared often, so many times, that this book is not just a book that you read. For any of us out there who are readers who can tend to pick up a book and be finished within the same day. But this here is a book that is actually a reference. It is something that you can go back to. So in the quote that I want to read today, it's found on page 63, and it reads, "During a long period of time, when I thought things were better, I was back to normal, and the feelings of sadness and loneliness were over." Look, we've all been there. "I decided to let go of the fear and the anxiety I had shielded myself with and begin to trust again. Well, to my surprise, it happened all over again. Consequently, I fell in the hands of disappointment and hurt." And this is the why. I want to stop there. This is the why. Because many of us have done that. We have taken the time. We have taken the self-reflection. We've done the self-awareness. And we're just like, what's the why? Why did this happen all over again when we believe within ourselves we have done all that we know to do, and then it happens all over again? When I was reading this, what came to me is this quote itself, and this is the why. And it reads, "Simply because I didn't understand the difference between those who say they cared but didn't and those who knew they didn't care and just didn't give a damn." That's the end of the quote. That's what I wanted to bring out in this season. And the reason why is because, look, it doesn't mean that we're wrong. It doesn't mean that you're wrong because it may have happened again when you have done all that you believe to know that was right. But maybe there's something deeper. Maybe it's just that. Maybe it's just that point, the point of knowing. About, look, understanding is not just about being aware of you, but also being aware of the world around you. Being aware that just because you are a good person does not mean people are going to automatically be good to you. It is up to us to take that responsibility of getting to know those other individuals. We see that in today's society. Just because a person has a title of a politician or an official does not make them credible for that position. Just because somebody smiles and grins in your face to show you that they're a person who is trustworthy doesn't mean that they hold that badge of honor, doesn't mean that they hold that with integrity. There are counterfeits out there. We've seen it. We've seen it on the news. People dress up as to be police or firefighters, knock on people's door, and they bring harm to them. So this, to me, shows so much deeper because it gives us to understand about the importance of being aware of ourselves and also being aware of the world around us and the people we invite into our spaces. Because, again, in these seasons that we're sharing with, all of us can relate to them. All of us can relate in wanting to shield ourselves from the experiences that we've gone through and wanting to be done with those emotions to be able to move forward. But the reality of it is the nakedness of who we are, the truth of who we are. Face whatever it is, whether we're in the winter season and want to layer up with the puffer jackets and the hoodies, whether we're trying to hide and wanting to or to project that everything is great, everything is fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. But are you really? One thing I've come into the understanding of is just because we can be okay at that moment doesn't necessarily mean that there is nothing underneath the surface. And that's what the synopsis of this whole topic is about today, is what's under the surface. We've seen that in places where, you know, you can look out on the TV and on the internet and you see these glaciers and they just look so kind of small. They don't look to be as giant sometimes. But then when the camera goes underneath the water, you see the magnitude of that piece of glacier. It's only showing the tip. You've heard of the tip of the iceberg? It is only showing the tip is what we can see. But it's underneath is where the magnitude actually lies. And so whether, no matter what season we find ourselves in, we are not wrong for being in that season. All it is just to come into the awareness of what it may mean to us. Am I trying to cover it up? Do I need to understand or to learn something or to relearn something? I read a quote in the book When I Am a Survivor last night that really hit home for me. And I'm pretty sure it can hopefully encourage all of us. And it was something that it read that I'm not always knowledgeable and perfect. Something as few words as that could remind us that even when we find ourselves that, look, maybe I'm still hurt behind that past relationship. Yes, I want to move on. Yes, I want to embrace a new phase in my life, but the truth of it is I'm still hurt behind it. The truth of it is it still plagues my mind of what has happened. Yes, I want to move on. Yes, I want to move forward from this, but the truth of it is I'm just not there yet. And it's okay. It's okay that other people can say, oh, girl, I'd have been there. Or, man, let me tell you this. I was okay. I got up and moved on, and I was all right. But if that's not you, it's okay. It's okay. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself grace if you're not there yet. If you need more time for you, give yourself that. So in that quote, it really did help to understand the why. Because it doesn't mean, because again, this was after a period of time. She said in the very beginning, during a long period of time. So whatever time that you need, take it. Because if not, we could face that same cycle all over again. But hopefully just to be able to understand the why. And so again, like this chapter, again, also wanted to mention this, that it doesn't mean the longer you wait, the better the outcome. It's the quality, your time spent in getting to know your nakedness in your season. Like the author, Margaret L. Moore, in the book, When I Am a Survivor, the quote I just read to you was found in chapter 6 that is entitled Vulnerability. That is a wonderful chapter. I encourage all of us to go back and read it. And the section of the quote has drawn a key point. It draws our attention to something that we all can master, and that is to master the ability to be aware of self and cautious and attentive to the world around us. It's kind of like whenever you're driving for the first time and we're taught that we need to make sure that, you know, when you drive, you're not just driving for yourself, but you're driving for others. I don't care how good of a driver you are, but that decreases when you fail to acknowledge that there are cars that you have to drive with. You may know how to put your blinker on. You may know how to look behind you. That means nothing. When you fail, then, that there are other cars around you. There are people who don't always walk across the crosswalk. You got to, so being able to master that, and it takes time. It takes time to learn these things, and we learn them through those things that we want to rush and hurry up and get out of because I don't like how it feels. Look, I've been there. But I encourage you to stay there for as long as it is necessary. So think about it like this. We're going into Thanksgiving. If you take that turkey out too quick and it ain't done, I bet you nobody in your house would ever eat your turkey ever again because it's not done yet. Allow yourself to be done, to be satisfied, so you can be able to move forward. And wanting to also know that this topic, this quote that we read, the art of knowing who you are and who has proven to you that they are trustworthy. So when you now move out and you're ready to go forward, you can now move out effectively into spring. Why? Because now you're well prepared. So now we finally go into fall into place. Shared on a prior broadcast, fall is very important. It allows for the dead leaves to fall off the branches to make room for the new leaves in the spring. With us, fall in our lives can be fall out or into the necessary in our lives. The season of fall to me kind of reminds me of a sticky note I have on my desk that reminds me to clock in and to clock out. Often we can honestly get so busy that we just start working instead of considering, do I need to clock myself into this or do I need to clock myself out of it? If we take a moment and think back, we have all fallen into situations or conversations we wish we can clock out of, but oftentimes it's too late. This season can bring about such awareness of learning you don't have to clock into people or stuff, but you can clock out of it and clock into self. The clock into yourself stuff, this is a quote that comes from the book, that makes for your happiness. That's what fall can do for us. It can help us when we need to clock in and out of stuff. Because again, if not, we've all fallen into situations. We've all fallen into conversations where we just kind of fall into stuff, situations, and we kind of think, I wish I hadn't done this. I wish I would have just waited. And look, don't beat yourself on the head about it. We've all been there. The key of it is to now learn from it. Now realize that, yes, you may want to be in the midst of the conversation, but you may not want to once you get into it. You may want to be a person who wants to be included, but maybe it's not meant for you to be included in that. Because if not, you will get into it and soon regret it. No matter what it is, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a job, whether it be I'm sick and tired of going through this, and we rush and clock into something that we will soon regret. The point of it is take the time. Take the time to consider, is this something I need to clock into or should I clock out of it? Should I not even involve myself into it? Because if we jump into it, it may be too late to come out of it. And so now I want to take time and we want to go to the Word of God. We want to go to the Bible in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that reads, God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus for all of us. The enemy will always want to bring deception. And I want to just stop there for a moment because deception, when we look back over the seasons that I briefly had talked about and wanting us to be able to kind of maybe see things in a different way of how it applies to us. The seasons are just an analogy used, but the point of it, all of it could apply to us one way or another, depending on where we're at in our lives. But the deception that can happen is that I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't like being in this pain. I don't, whatever the situation is that seems to be gnawing at us, the enemy will try to bring the deception to cloud our vision, to distract or distort our judgment, our right judgment that we've all been given, because God has called us to triumph, to be victorious in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that God is the greater one in us than he, which is the enemy that is in the world. And God wants us to come into that awareness, the truth of who we are, because if not, the enemy will bring those distractions, pushing and rushing into situations where we don't need to be a part of, when we need to sit and be taught and learn of ourselves. We want to rush out into a new phase or a new chapter or something new or something different because we may not like where we're at or we may be ready to move on. But God may be saying, look, you're not ready yet. You will get there, but not right now. So it's that deception that we can make it, that we can't. The enemy will always try to bring that deception. And also the enemy will try to bring deception that we can't make it. But trust me, I know, but I tell you this, that you can. You can make it. Like the title of the book, I win. I am a survivor. You have what it takes to survive. Christ has given you what you need to overcome and to conquer and to be able to identify and know how to react to what you have come into the knowledge of, to come into the learning of it, to the truth of what that is. While we won't always feel like the situation you're in shouts a clear reason you're there, but there is a reason. That's a part of what the deception, what the enemy will try to do to bring deception against God's people. And that is, oh, there's no reason. Oh, there's nothing. Oh, you're in this by yourself. Or God is trying to keep this from you. I want to share that with you because that's what the enemy did to Eve. He tried to, he deceived her. He brought manipulation to her to make her believe that God was keeping something from her. But sometimes the enemy will want to, he will bring in deception. Because again, the prophet says he is an old serpent, he's an ancient serpent. His tactics does not change. So the key of it is that we need to re-up. We need to learn the tactics in our life that the enemy uses against us. Because remember this, his tactics does not change. But when we come into the awareness of it, we will no longer be deceived. Whether you're in the winter season, summer, fall, or even spring, each of them have a unique purpose. And like I shared before, my pastor always encourages us that you're not always going to know the purpose or the season in the middle of it. But keep going. Keep pressing. Keep going forward. Keeping your eyes on God. He is the truth. He is our way. And that you will make it to the end. And in God's perfect timing, He'll reveal the why in our season. He will reveal the necessary purpose for it. But understand that there is one. Understand that there is purpose for why you're where you're at. And even if after this you find and realize that you may be in one of the seasons, know that you have what it takes to master that. Because I guarantee you this. That if not, we've all been there. We go through it over and over and over again, like a merry-go-round that never stops. And I'm pretty sure all of us want to get off and get on another ride because there's something beyond where we're at. But I encourage all of us to know that wherever we find ourselves in today, the truth of who we are relies within us. It relies in the depth of who we are. The surface is what the world sees, but the nakedness of who we are is the truth of who we are. And coming to know and to who that person is, then we'll be able to show the world. As when we had the author of I When I Am a Survivor, Margaret Elmore, on a few weeks ago, she said this word, our authentic self. So that is all for us today. I thank you again for taking your time out with us. I pray that you all will stay warm, be blessed, and thank you again. We honor God and thank you for sharing this time with us today. Again, be blessed.